Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 17th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. TAX1BP3 is a sumoylated nucleocytoplasmic shuttling protein and protects against vascular neointimal hyperplasia. This circulation study found that TAX1BP3, a sumoylated protein, plays a protective role against neointimal hyperplasia, a major cause of vascular complications after arterial interventions. Overexpression of TAX1BP3 inhibited smooth muscle cell proliferation and migration, key processes in neointima formation, suggesting it could be a therapeutic target. The study highlights the potential of targeting PDZ domain-mediated protein interactions to improve long-term outcomes after vascular procedures. Article number 2. Predicting cardiovascular events from routine mammograms using machine learning. Researchers developed a deep learning algorithm to predict cardiovascular risk using routine mammography images. Analysis of mammograms was linked to hospitalization and death databases, showing that the algorithm could identify women at increased risk based on features like breast arterial calcification. This approach offers a novel opportunity to improve cardiovascular risk assessment in women during midlife screening. Article number 3. Circulating soluble LOX1 and patient prognosis after an acute coronary syndrome. This prospective study in heart found that elevated plasma levels of soluble lectin-like oxidized low-density lipoprotein receptor 1, SLOX1, in patients with acute coronary syndrome correlated with increased risk of developing heart failure, major adverse cardiovascular events, and left ventricular dysfunction. Soluble lectin-like oxidized low-density lipoprotein receptor 1 levels may serve as a prognostic biomarker to identify high-risk patients after acute coronary syndrome. Targeting lectin-like oxidized low-density lipoprotein receptor 1 could be a novel therapeutic avenue. Article number 4. Frailty and effects of semaglutide in obesity-related heart failure with preserved ejection fraction findings from the STEP-HF-PEF program. Analysis of the STEP heart failure with preserved ejection fraction trial showed that semaglutide improved heart failure symptoms, physical limitations, and body weight in patients with obesity-related heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, irrespective of frailty status. Semaglutide's benefits extended to both frail and non-frail patients, suggesting it's a valuable treatment option for this patient population. The study supports the use of semaglutide to improve outcomes in obese patients with heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, even in the presence of frailty. Article number 5. PPG-based smartphone application versus usual care for atrial fibrillation screening, a European multicenter randomized trial. A European multicenter randomized trial evaluated the effectiveness of a smartphone application using photoplethysmography, PPG, for atrial fibrillation screening. The study found that the application with early intervention led to significantly higher detection rates of atrial fibrillation compared to the control group. This suggests that smartphone-based photoplethysmography is an effective tool for large-scale atrial fibrillation screening, potentially enabling earlier diagnosis and stroke prevention. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.